All right, so let's see. Page of Lamed Zayin. Okay, our final shiur. We want to thank our Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, for teaching us all year. Baruch Hashem, 19 shiurim. And I want to thank Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya for debating the sages of Athens so courageously against all the attacks on Klal Yisrael and Geula. So we'll end with a very Geula diktar. We can daven over this one. Okay, let's see. Page Lamed Zayin, Bechoros, Tav Ches, Amed Beis. Amar Lei Kesar L'Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Nachash L'Kama Mi'aber U'molid. How long is the gestation period of a snake? How long does a snake, how long is it pregnant before it gives birth? So Rabbi Yeshua responded, L'Shav Shnei, 7 years. It's a long time to carry a pregnancy. So the Caesar, so the Caesar, the Roman Caesar, said back to Rabbi Yeshua, what are you talking about? V'hasabe deve atuna, but the great wise men of the Academy of Athens are v'inhu. They mated snakes with each other. V'olid l'tlas. And they gave birth after 3 years. So Rabbi Yeshua responded, Hanu me'avre havu me'ikara dalet shnin. No, you don't understand. From the time that the sages of Athens had these snakes mate with each other, they were already pregnant for 4 years. So that's why when they gave birth 3 years later, you thought it was 3 years, but Be'emes it was 7 years. So the Caesar says, but I don't understand. V'ha k'mishamshe shamushe. But the snakes were intimate with each other. Now, typically in the animal kingdom, pregnant animals don't mate. So the snakes were together. There was a tashmish, a mice of tashmish. To which Rabbi Yeshua said, it's true, but inhu nami misham shekadam. Snakes are like people in this regard. That people also, when a woman is pregnant, husband and wife might still be intimate together. Even though nothing comes from that intimacy. She's already pregnant. So snakes also desire to be intimate despite the fact that the snake's already pregnant for 4 years. To which the Caesar responded, V'ha chakime inhu, don't you realize we're so smart? Are you questioning our science? We're the sages of Athens. To which Yeshua courageously, proudly responded, Anan chachiminan minayhu, we're even wiser than you. It's a good way to sign off at the end of the final season. You know, we're smarter than you. After all the debates, right? It's very clear to us that Rabbi Yeshua won all of the debates. So you may be smart, but you know we understand things even more so than you. Now, obviously, they're not just talking about the gestation period of a snake. Obviously, there's something much more that's happening here. So explains our Rabbi the Vilna Gaon. Amar Lei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya Nachash L'Kama Shana Mi'aver U'molid Sha'alu Al Chevle Mashiach. The question that every Jew thinks about, and the question that our enemies, or the Yitzhar within, ridicules us over, is the fact, how much more suffering can there possibly be? How much more bad news can there be? 2,000 years of Gullus, where is the bottom of this bottomless pit? Now the fourth and final Gullus is compared to what? Ha'aretz ha'isa sohu v'avohu v'choshech al p'nei sohom, right? Yeah, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Eitz Shemayim Beis Aretz. Right? The Medrash says, "Va'aretz ha'isa sohu is Babel, bohu Madad, choshech Yavan, tohom Edom." So this fourth and final Gaulis Edom, the Gaulis of Rome, is compared to tohom, which literally translates as the depths. In other words, you can't see the bottom of the ocean. It's hard for us to know how much lower can we sink. Right? At what point do we hit rock bottom and finally get the tikkun that we need? So in other words, the Romans were mocking us and asking Rabbi Yeshua, what's the story with the Chevle Mashiach? How long is this pregnancy of birthing Mashiach into the world going to take? Because the birth pangs of Mashiach, the pain that a woman feels that goes through in order to have the great joy that follows, namely the birth of a child, that's what the messianic process of redemption is compared to. V'agu'ula l'leida. And the redemption is compared to the birth. Kamosha Kasim, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Harinu, we were pregnant. Chalnu Kamo Yaladnu Ruach. And we felt the pangs. And we give birth, Kamo Yaladnu Ruach, but like one who gives birth to the wind. In other words, we went through pain and you thought that this pain must be the onset of what? The birth. I mean, the woman is having her contractions, and that's usually a sign, okay, it's going to hurt a lot more over the next short period, hopefully, for her sake. But then there's going to be the joy of a child. But then Avi Yeshaya, in sort of grappling with this question, right, Harino, there was a pregnancy, but Chalnu Kmo Yaladnu Ruach, but we labored like one who gives birth to nothing, to air, to wind. Yeshua's Bal Nasa Eretz. Haga. So now we have a note. Similarly, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah in the 30th chapter, Sha'alu na'uru. Question, ponder, and you will see. Im yoled zachar. Can a man give birth? Men can't have babies. Madura isi kol gever yadav al chalatzav kioleda. So why are men grabbing their loins like a pregnant lady who's about to give birth? V'nevchu kol panim liye rakon. Why are their faces turning colors like a woman in the throes of labor? What's going on? Why are people suffering so much? Right? They're not a Yirmiyah, they're not a Yeshaya. They're grappling with this question. V'amru shezehu b'chevel mashiach. And the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that this type of suffering of the Jewish people, everyone, is a reflection of what? The birth pangs of Gula, of bringing Mashiach, the pain of bringing Mashiach. V'amru and Chazal tell us in the Gemara Sanhedrin as well, Ein ben David ba achet tispashin malchus harisha tisha chadashim al Yisrael. Mashiach will not come until the evil empire, which is Rome, spreads itself out over the Jewish people for a period of 9 months. In other words, 9 months of suffering, like a woman who may have a very difficult pregnancy, to get the great gift of the birth of a child. Lachain, shenamar lachain yitneim ad es yoleda, yalada, v'yeser echav yeshuvun al b'nai Yisrael, ad kan lashon haga. Okay, so many, many psukim that we find in the Navi, in Yeshaya, in Yirmiyah, in Micha, right? This waiting period of the es yoleda, and the pain that precedes that, the suffering that precedes that, until everything is returned to its proper place. V'yeser echav yeshuvun al b'nai Yisrael, and in the pasuk in Micha. That the remnant of the Jewish people will then be able to return to their places. Okay. So says the Gemara, second paragraph.
Why are we talking about specifically, like, I know we'll probably get to it, but why do we keep talking about 9 months when that had nothing to do with the snake and it was seven?
Well, in the human, again, we have Mamar Chazal that talk about, you know, 9 months of Rome's dominance, right? So again, in our human cycle, 9 months is the proper amount of time for a person to be born. All right, now we're going to see why we're using the snake as the model. So that question we're going to answer. We're going to see how Mashiach in some ways is considered the child of the snake. Bear in mind that the gematria of Nachash is 358. Gematria of Mashiach is?
Same thing.
358.
No, he just did another one also on the board the other day.
What, on the board? Yeah, then we did Amun and Bitach on his.
Oh, it was
358? Is Gan Eden. Yeah, Muna plus Bitachon is Gan Eden. That was yesterday.
Wasn't
that? Listen, a Gematria day keeps the doctor away, you know?
Muna and Bitachon.
Muna plus Bitachon is 177, is Gan Eden. But you have to listen to yesterday's Lag Bomer Shir to find out about that. Okay? So, again, so many psukim in the Navi, like, screaming, like, have we ever seen a woman labor for so long? That's the Shilon, 2,000 years of Galus. How long is it going to take to finally bring Mashiach into this world? Mira ke'ela, hayuchal eretz biyom echad, im yivaleid goy pamachas, ha'ani ashbir velo alid, yomar Hashem, im ani hamolid vatzarti. In other words, these psukim that are being quoted here from the Navi Yeshaya is sort of Hashem's response, twofold, right? Meaning, have you ever seen, you know, that it takes so long for a child to be born? Hashem says about himself, Ha'ani ashbir v'lo olid, will I put a person on the birthing stool and not give birth, says Hashem? Ani hamolid, I'm the one who's responsible for birth, v'atzarti, and yet I somehow have stopped it up. As if this woman is going through labor pains and contractions, and yet the child's not able to emerge from her body. So you know how painful that would be? It would kill a woman. And it could, it would kill a woman. So on a certain level, like, you know, we see there are Jews who are dying from the pain of Galus. Physical suffering, spiritual suffering. V'zeh chevli Mashiach. Chavalim shel isha. This is like the labor pains of a woman. V'nemar ki mishoresh nachash yetzei tzefa ufiryo saraf me'ofef. From the root of the snake comes forth the viper, and its fruit, its descendants are like the saraf. Different types of snakes, a nachash, a tzefa, a viper, a saraf, a flying fiery serpent. Now, usually we think of this pasuk, which comes from the Navi Yeshaya in the 14th chapter, usually we think of this as a very negative pasuk, right? Out of the root of the nachash, which is the nachash of Gan Eden, comes the tzefa. One more gematria. What's the gematria of tzefa? Tzadi pei ayin. An even more dangerous snake. 90, 80, 70. What do you got? 80 plus 70 is 150, plus 90, 240. 240 is gematria. Where is Machia Malik? So, out of the root of the Nachash, which is the root of evil in Gan Eden, comes the Tzefa, comes the viper.
Wait, what was the word?
Tzefa, Tzadi Pei Ayin. Kimishoresh Nachash, from the root of the Nachash, again, the root of evil in Gan Eden, comes the Tzefa, which is a Malik. Right, Gematria Malik. But there's also a Nachash Mitzar HaTov. Again, we said Nachash is the same Gematria as Mashiach. So usually we think of that in terms of Kohelis, Parag Zion, right? That there are opposing forces, Nachash versus Mashiach. But there's a way to see Mashiach as coming from the Nachash. The same way the Tzefa, the more powerful, forceful snake, emerges from the root of the Nachash, right, so to speak. So too, who is called Nachash? So look, V'yatzachoter migeze Yishai, just had this in the Haftorah recently. V'yatzachoter migeze Yishai, a branch will emerge from the trunk, from the root of Yishai. Veneter Mishor Ashav Yifreh. What's going to sprout from Yishai? Who sprouts from Yishai? Well, his name is David. David ben Yishai. And Yishai is the Nachash. Where do we see that Yishai is a Nachash? Ki Yishai Nikra Nachash. Kamo Shenamar, Acher Ba El Abigail Bas Nachash. When it lists the children of Yishai, the seven sons and the two daughters are Abigail and Tzruah. Abigail is the daughter of Yishai, not the daughter of Nachash. So look at footnote 411 at the bottom. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hay. The Gemara says there are certain individuals in history who never did an Avera. And the only reason they die is not for any particular sin that they did, but because of the curse that goes back to the Nachash. What the Gemara calls, they died be'etio shel Nachash, from the poisoning of the snake. One of the people on that list who never did an Avera, in addition to Binyamin and Kilav, is Yishai. Yishai's on the list. Yishai, father of David. So says the Gemara, source footnote 411, V'chibas Nachash Havei. Is Abigail, David's sister, is she the daughter of Nachash? V'halo bas Yishai Havei. Ela bas mi shemeiz be'etio shel Nachash. She's the daughter of the one who died simply because of the poison of the snake. In other words, he himself had no averos. And who is that? On that list in Shabbos Daf Nun Hay, his name is Yishai. Okay? So from out of the root of Nachash, which is Yishai, comes what we're all waiting for. We're waiting for David HaMelech, David HaMelech HaMashiach. Turn the page.
Why is Yishai Nachash?
Why is Yishai called Nachash? Because there are certain people who never did Averos, and they only died because of what happened in Gan Eden with Adam and the Nachash. He's called Nachash, you know, just to say, his downfall, the only problem he has is that somewhere, you know, at the root of humanity, right, namely Adam Rishon, Adam's failure to grapple properly with the Nachash led to Yishai's need to die. But of his own merits, he has no merits. So he died, again, in the words of the Gemara, look at those last three words on the page, be'etio shel Nachash, right? From the poisoning of the snake, from the venom of the snake.
So we're collectively as a whole all responsible for that.
Yeah, so everyone has to, right? Even if you're a perfect person, there's a gezeira misa on the world. Okay? So what emerges from Nachash, right? V'yatza choter migeza Yishai. what comes out of the branch of Yishai, the more powerful force that emerges from the root of the Nachash, which is Yishai, is of course David. So in other words, come the Romans, and mockingly, they ask, V'shalu kami yehe yimei yivor? How long is the gestation period of Mashiach? Regular pregnancy is 9 months. A snake takes 7 years. Right? So they say, oh, what do you mean 7 years? What do you mean 7 years? We saw 3 years. To which they said, no, they was already pregnant for 4 years. That was the conversation between Rabbi Yoshua and the sages of Athens. So what exactly was this conversation? So he said to them, or he said to the Caesar, right, Lishav Shanei, for 7 years. Kemo Shamru, Shavua Shaben Davidba, in the 7 year cycle, in the Shemitah year cycle, that David HaMelech is going to come. There's 7 years that lead up to David's arrival, to Mashiach's arrival. Shana Rishonim is Kayim Lo Mikrezeh, Vimtarti Al Ir Achas, Val Ir Achas Lo Amtir. Year number one, there's going to start to be some types of selective famine. Rain in certain cities, no rain in other cities. When there's a drought, then there's no food. That means the onset of famine. Vizet chilaso, vigram shel biaso, kama ibur laleda. The same way, this raining in certain spots, right, and not in other spots, somehow metaphorically like the beginning of the pregnancy. Right, the man is Moti Zara, maybe this is part of the imagery. And one of the sperm will somehow swim ahead and fertilize the egg to the exclusion of the others. Okay. So, but year number one already, I think it's already got much worse and then much better, as the Gemara is going to tell us here in Sanhedrin. Right? So year number one, during the 7 years leading up to Mashiach, there's going to be rain in some areas and not in other areas. This is like the conception of the child. This is the pregnancy that precedes the birth. V'zeu sha'amar ha'kosev harinu chalnu sha'hayu lanu kol ha'tzaros aval yaladnu ruach shalo ba'adayim. And yet, what this pasuk that we referenced earlier, we were pregnant, we had birth pangs, we went through all the tzaros, and yet we still have yet to give birth to Mashiach. Right? This would have been Mashiach. This should have been Mashiach. That should have been Mashiach. Holocaust should have been Mashiach. Right? So many periods of Jewish suffering that it seems so appropriate that right after that, Mashiach should actually be born. And therefore, after the Gemara spells out kind of this process, this seven-year cycle, year number one is the rain in certain spots and not other spots. Year number two is the onset of famine. Year number three is terrible famine. Terrible, terrible famine. Year number four, things start to get better. Some people have sustenance and some people don't. Year number five, says the Gemara, there's an abundance of food. Year number six, you hear the sounds of the onset of Mashiach. Year number seven is going to be war. And then Motzi Shvius ben David Ba. The eighth year, or back to year one, is when Mashiach is going to come. So now, we've gone through this cycle many times, it seems. This is Rav Yosef's question in the Gemara. Hakama shvias dahava kain v'lo asa. How many cycles have we gone through? And Mashiach still not here. V'im nizke. So if we're zilcha, says the Gra, kevan shiavro alinu ma'at min atzaros nigael. It's possible for a person to go through a portion of the tzaros and to get out early. We're supposed to be Mitzrayim or wherever we're supposed to be for 400 years. We got out after 210 years. Right. Jack said that Vart the other week in when about Tzvi Asomer from Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav had an amazing chiddush in Parshas Vayeshev that it could have been that what? It could have been that the 20 years that Yaakov was a stranger in Beis Lavan, that also could have counted as the entire Golus. 20 years that God said 400 years by the Prispan of Masara. Kadosh Baruch Hu will work out the math. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu could work out the math. So what's going on that we keep having? And he's going to use this imagery very explicitly, and it's painful imagery. Why do we keep having a miscarriage? And we spoke about this one. We touched on some of these Gemara's ones before. Right? This notion of Mashiach not being able to come to fruition, not be a bar kayama.
The other one with the milk and the cheese.
Right. We're going to be able to see the pregnancy through. Kamosha Amru Bazar, Vizesha Amr, Beterim Tachil Yalada, Beterim Yavo Chevela Vihimlita. It's possible, as the Zohar explains, on the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samach Vav, that before you even feel the birth pangs, 1, 2, 3, the baby's out. Before you even realize how intense the contractions are, the baby's out. Right? You hear crazy stories. One of my wife's good friends gave birth on the back seat of her father-in-law's car, white leather seats. That was the end of that car. Not the best, you know, location to birth a child. But sometimes the body, it happens so fast. You can barely, right? They carried the baby in themselves to the hospital by the time the baby was out. They didn't have time to call an ambulance. It was crazy. Right? So the Zohar is actually saying that's a big bracha. Right? If Yaakov Avinu could have paid off 400 years of Mitzrayim and 20 years in Beis Lavan, the Skavaldik. If we could have wrapped this up 1,000 years ago instead of being in 2,000 years of Galus, all the better. So what are we doing wrong that we're still sitting in Galus? That's the question that has to keep us up at night. V'kevin shelo zachinu adayin, says the girl, bottom right-hand paragraph. And since we've not yet been zocha, afal pi, shenis aber knesses Yisrael mi Mashiach, even though the Jewish people collectively have been pregnant on so many occasions, so many ripe opportunities, mapeles oso, but we miscarried. We dropped, we lost the child. Like it says in the Tikkunei Zohar Chadash regarding Hanefel Lav Ihu Bar Kayama. Right? The Nefel, the stillborn or the child that was miscarried, right, which had the potential to be a Bar Kayama. And it was going on a certain path, and then unfortunately it didn't come to fruition. Vahahu Delo Kalu Lo Chadasha. It didn't complete its months. Right? It had the potential. The Idmer Bahon Ain Ben David Bash it is Pashi Malchus Rashad Tisha Chadashim Al Yisrael. Like we said, Mashiach won't come until Rome dominates the world for 9 straight months. B'yarcha Kadma Iu Mashiach Ayin. In the first month, Mashiach is still in a state of nothingness. B'yarcha Tinyana in the second month, Ovid Le Yeshme Ayin. Then the idea of Mashiach starts to take form. A Yeshme Ayin. Top of the left column. B'yarcha Tilita in the third month, Moisib Bina. Bina means the idea becomes expanded. It starts to draw sustenance from its mother's from the umbilical cord. In the fifth month, again in this whatever this means, Tikkunei Zohar Chadash of Mashiach taking form, in the fifth month the child starts to have a little bit of its own strength. And that strength is going to be used to fight the Sitra Achra, to fight the Yetzahara. Shelo sholit alei bebeten ime lemeved leinefel lekat leMashiach. Because at that fifth month, it's a critical turning point. At the point where typically either the child is going to make it or not make it. The fifth month is going to be that final stretch, is going to dictate whether or not the child makes it, or the Sitra Achra is kat leMashiach, kills Mashiach. Scary imagery. So just like Mashiach, there's 9 months of birth pangs of suffering at the hands of our Roman oppressors, Galus Edom. Those are the birth pangs of Mashiach. So too, again, in whatever that means, in this place called Knesset Yisrael, in the womb of Knesset Yisrael, this is also taking place. So what actually has to happen for us to make sure the Mashiach will survive? And the answer, of course, Kedarko v'Kodesh, for our Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, V'im Yisrael l'mata misrapin me'oraisa, if the Jewish people down below are misrapin me'oraisa, if we weaken ourselves, if we're not strong in our connection to Torah, what is our sustenance? How do we live? What sustains us in this world? Lo lechem levado yichya adam. We don't live off of bread. Right? We live off of Torah. So the Jewish people down below are weak in their Torah, about which it says, ve'eretz rifa'im tapil. If there's a rifion, if there's a weakening, then tapil, then there's going to be a miscarriage. Kamo she'amru sham b'tikunei zohar chadash. Ve'eretz rifa'im tapil. Ilan de'idmar v'hon rifa'im bal yakumu. There's going to be a weakening, and it's not going to be a bar kayama. The baby's not going to survive. And that refers to those who weaken themselves from Torah. You cut yourself off from the source of life, which is Torah. Kivachol eis ve'eis misaberes mi Mashiach. Because at every moment, there's so many opportunities. We're always present. The time is always right for Mashiach, from Hashem's perspective. If in Yisrael, how you could die, and if the Jewish people were the way we're supposed to be, for Hayanolad Mashiach. It's such a powerful notion, because we think of like waiting for Mashiach. We're not just waiting for Mashiach. We should have all the excitement of a woman who finds out that she's pregnant. And yes, she knows she's going to be nauseous and she's going to feel sick and she's going to go through all sorts of bodily changes which are so uncomfortable. But it's all worth it. As long as what? As long as I'm zochet to have a baby at the end. V'lo aleinu v'lo aleichem. If God forbid, a woman goes through months and months and months, all the anxieties and all the stresses and all the physical difficulties and our hormonal mental anguish that goes into hoping for a child, and then she loses the child. Such a sad thing. All right, so if we were worthy, kvar hayanolad Mashiach, aval ba'avonoseinu mapeles aso kol pam upam, but we keep having a miscarriage over and over and over. Ba'avur shanu misrapim midivrei Torah, because we're weak in divrei Torah. No, Ami say.
I'm reminded of Ishvitz from Kadoshim. He says Kadoshim to you, meaning Shlomo Katz says ready, and it's ready to receive Mashiach. He's always sending us.
Very good. Right. Kedusha also is a lashon of right, preparing, readying. So kedushim to you, always be ready, right? Because we're always mid process. That's the scary part, right? We're mid process. I mean, once you find out, you know, you're teshem, you should all be zocha. You find out your wife is pregnant, and it's like, oh my gosh, okay, like, now okay, we're in it now, right? This is happening. And then what? And then, you know, then you don't take care of your body. You don't provide to make sure that the baby is going to be given proper sustenance. The sustenance of Mashiach is Torah. So if the Jewish people are pregnant, if the world is so pregnant, so ready for Mashiach, and yet we're not doing what we need to do, we should feel the pain and the loss of that potential, like the loss of a child, which is horrific. God forbid. V'zeo shavru sham b'gemara. So this is what the Gemara says. Eimasai osi bar nafli. Literally, when will the son of the Nephilim? The Nephilim means the giant, right? But nafli, a nephil, also means the one who is not going to survive, the miscarriage. So the Gemara says, who's that talking about? Who's bar nafli? The Gemara says it's Mashiach. So the Gemara says, Amar le bar nafli karisle. Why are you calling Mashiach bar nafli? Sounds like a derogatory term. Amar le in, yeah. Yes. Dechsev v'chulo. The Gemara doesn't give us the pasuk, but it's a pasuk in Amos. Pasuk in Amos in the ninth parak says, "Bayoma hu akim." On that day, it'll be a bar kayama. In other words, it means that there were many times where we almost had it and we lost it. So Mashiach is called the one who miscarried many, 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 many times. Unfortunately, until finally Amos says, "The day will come, bayoma hu, on that great exalted day, akim." Finally, there'll be a bar kayama. There'll be a Mashiach. So now, let's go back. Again, we're a little bit blurring the world of people. 9 months for people and 7 years for a snake. Let's see if we can put it together. V'yesh ibor mitisha, v'yesh ibor mishiva. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, dafir aleph, that while a full-term pregnancy is 9 months, there are those who give birth in 7 months. V'chulu isnaihu b'mashiach yadua. And all of these, again, are found or within the possibilities of Mashiach. V'sham b'tikun ezar chadash, choshev ibur shel tisha chadash, and v'kam b'gemara hu shel shiva. The tikun ezar gives us a picture of a nine-month cycle. The gemara gives us a seven, possibility of seven. V'yadua, but it's known, sherov ha-mapilim ha-pilim l'chamisha. So let's go back to the snake now. Because we learned that what? That the snake is Yishai. And the Gemara told us in Sanhedrin that there's a 7-year process of bringing Mashiach. And most women, when they miscarry in the 5th month, like I told you. 5 is going to be the cutoff. So let's use sort of the model of a 7-month model and compare that, so to speak, to the snake, which is Merames to Yishai, and use that as a 7-year model. So we have the 7-year model and we have the 7-month model. So what's Rabbi Yeshua saying to the sages of Athens? Take 7 years for the snake. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is saying You look at us, let me say outside. You look at us and you say what? You say, you Jews, things seem to just get worse and worse for you. So we say, you should just know that the bad years also count towards the process. In other words, if you think, right, the fact that things are so bad for Klal Yisrael now, at the sign of having even begun the process of giving birth to Mashiach, not true. Not true. The first trimester is the worst part of the pregnancy for many women. Not true. So all of the things you're doing to inflict pain upon us, that's also moving us towards Mashiach. Right? And therefore it says that most women miscarry in the fifth month. In other words, the machlokas of, right, was the snake already pregnant for 4 years or not? The sages of Athens say the 3 good years at the end of the seventh cycle, when it really looked like Mashiach is happening, that's called Mashiach. Okay, then we could. But the first 4 years, you Jews claim that what, famine and suffering, that's part of the pregnancy of Mashiach. And Yeshua says, yeah, that's part of the pregnancy of Mashiach. You read the Litzar Chaliyah, the suffering, the darkness that leads to the light. And therefore, you think that what? That because we're coming out of 4 really bad years, that means it's all over? No. The 3 good years are going to start. We'll complete the 7-year cycle, and Mashiach will be born. Like we saw in the Tikkun Ezar, in the 5th month, that's when the baby is given strength. That's when the sister Acher is trying to kill Mashiach. As things start to get good. But what Yeshua is saying is, you guys are behind schedule. You think Mashiach is way off because things are so bad for Klal Yisrael right now. You don't realize that the Hester Panim is also part, the suffering of the Jewish people is also part of what moves the yardstick closer to Mashiach. V'zeh sha'amru sham, ha'kama shviyas tahave kein v'lo'asa. It was to that the Rav Yosef said, but how many cycles have we been through? We've been through complete cycles. To which Abaye responded, Amar le Abaye, no. V'shishas kolos, v'shviyas milchamos mihava. We've been through the suffering, but have we heard the sounds? Have we fought that final battle yet? Typically we make it up to the 5th and then we lose the baby. Lo aleinu. We lose Mashiach every time we're about to turn that corner. And it's so sad because it means all of our suffering seems to be in vain. In vain in the sense that we got to do it again. Right? And obviously it adds up. But chaval, we're about to get to the good part. Right? And it's dafka there that the Yetzirah comes and says, see, look, Hashem hates you. Your suffering is worthless. You're not even one drop closer to Mashiach. So now, says the girl, bottom right-hand paragraph. But the sages of Athens, they say that a snake is worth in 3 years. To which Yeshua responded, no. They were more pregnant than you imagined from the start. But the sages of Athens, they only count what? They only count the pregnancy from year 5. Because what happens in year 5, I told you the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Year 1, 2, 3, 4, things are falling apart. The Chamish is in year 5, so v'gadol. There's great what? There's great produce. There's great abundance. V'ochlin, v'shosin, usmeichin, v'torah, chozeres, alomdea. We get back on track. V'ruchni yesu v'gashmias. V'shish is kolos, v'shvias mochamos. V'amar lehem Rav Yeshua. Ha'ibur maschil meikara. Me'ez haschalas hatzaros. When does the pregnancy begin? When does the woman first think, you know what, maybe I'm pregnant? Right? How does she know that maybe her period is just delayed? But she starts to feel different. She starts to feel a little nauseous. She starts to sense something is happening. Right? And all of that suffering at the beginning of the pregnancy is part of how the baby is first taking form. It's an amazing thing. Kamosha Amru, he has an amazing reference to this idea in the Gemara in Brachos Davav. The Gemara says, Agra dekala docha. I don't know what this Gemara is talking about. What's Agra? Lefum tzara Agra. The reward for the kala. What's the kala? The reward for the kala is the docha. The reward for going to the CMSS, right, for the big public Torah gatherings, they used to have the Yarche kala for that. Yarche kala. So the big Torah gatherings that they used to have in Babel, or in Eretz Yisrael, maybe both, I don't remember, I don't know. Agar the Kala Docha, right? Is that it's you know, Baruch Hashem, the stadium is packed, right? It's a full crowd, and maybe you know, maybe some chassid pushes you around a little bit as you're trying to get a good spot, yeah. So the reward is not so much the Torah that you hear, right? It's being part of the matzav. The reward for attending the big you know, the big event, the big Torah event, is the fact that Baruch Hashem, it's a big crowd. Hashem looks at that and smiles down at that. But says the Gra, Kala, of course, means also a Kala, like a Chosin and Kala. Ratzalomer Yisrael Nikru Kala, we're the Kala. Kishirotza Kadosh Baruch Hu legalize Yisrael Kadesh Yigalim Aher. If Hashem wants to speed up the process of Geula, so the reward for the Kala, for Knesset Yisrael, for the Jewish people, is the Docha. In other words, why did we get out of Mitzrayim after 210 years as opposed to 400? You know why? Because we worked harder for those 210 years. It was backbreaking labor. It was avodas parach. So we were able to pay it off more quickly. So the reward for the kala, in other words, Hashem says, I can speed up this pregnancy. It might be a more difficult pregnancy if it's shorter, but it'll be over sooner also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out more quickly, says the Zohar. V'chein ha'yev Mitzrayim. That's exactly what we found in Mitzrayim. Kodem ha'geula tichaber ha'avoda ala anashim. It's like tichbad. Tichbad avoda. Tichbad avoda al hanashim. The work was increased. It was made heavy on the people. But that got them out faster. V'zeu ikar hagaram legula. That's what causes redemption. So you have to ask yourself, am I willing to suffer a little more, short term, to be able to experience gula for a longer term? Short term pain for long term gain. All right? So in other words, going back to the snake, which is Yishai, and the child of the snake, which is, of course, David HaMelech, and the sages of Athens that say that it's only, what? It's only a three-year process. No, you guys only count the good times. But a Yid knows how to what? How to count the bad times. The suffering is part of the process. That's why it's 7 years for us. The first 4 years of the cycle are also critical to bringing Gula, to bringing Mashiach, to bringing David. So the Kezar says to them, V'hocha kima inon, but aren't we very smart? You were the great philosophers of Athens, to which Rabbi Yeshua responds, nah, we're smarter than you. She'ela so haisa, what the Caesar was asking, ha-kesar ha-yasavar she'edom chacham yosrim Yisrael. The Caesar said that the Romans are smarter than the Jewish people. She'asabi de'atuna ha-yume Edom. Because after all, who are we talking about? The sages of Athens are from Edom, are from Rome. And b'yamei ha-chorban kol ha-gadula v'ha-yakar v'ha-chachman natal Edom. That Edom was able in destroying Beit HaMikdash to become that ultimate embodiment of what? Of greatness, of glory, of honor, of wisdom. They took it all. They stole it from us, so to speak. Shal zeh nemar b'yomahu nu'um Hashem v'havati chachamim me'edom v'suvuna mehar esav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paints a picture of the future. The Navi Ovadia, in the very small sefer of Ovadia. On that day, Hashem says, I'll remove the wisdom from Edom and I'll take away the wisdom from Esav. But right now, they have the wisdom. So they say, we're smarter than you. Who are you to question us? To which Yeshua says, no, we're smarter than you. To which the Kesar says, so then debate us. We spent many weeks now learning the debates. To which Yeshua says, okay, how many of you are there? To which the Caesar says, there are 60 of us. To which Yeshua says, build a boat with 60 rooms, and we never saw that again. But this number 60 explains the Gra. The 60 wise people of Athens that Yeshua had to debate. It's interesting. We often talk about the 60 mesechtos of Shas. Right? What do we call a person who has mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula? What are some of the terms we give to a person? Real Torah genius.
Gadol.
What do we call him?
A Gadol.
Yeah, what else? A Baki B'Shas, okay. What else do we call him?
Adam Gadol.
I'll give you a hint. There was one who lived in Vilna. You filmed the Gaon. Right? What's the Gematria of Gaon? Gimel Aleph Vav Nun is 60. Why? Because there's 60 Masechtos. And a Gaon is a person who has mastery of their 60 Masechtos. Okay? He knows Gantz Shas. So guess what? Zelu Mazeh, like I told you, Kohelis Perig Zion, Pasuk Yedalit. Zelu Mazeh Oselokim. This one and that one. We've got our 60, they've got their 60. We've got our 60 Masechtos, they've got their 60 sages. Says the Caesar to Yeshua, let's go head to head. Let's see who's really smarter. Vayu shishim neged shishim giburei Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, Like the Pasuk says, there are 60 Givurei Yisrael, right? The strong ones of Israel. Kulam Achuze Cherev, is the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. All of them Achuze Cherev, each one has the sword, so to speak, ready to engage in Melchamta Shel Torah. V'chein V'esav, Zelu Umazek Yadua. The same thing is true with Esav. Just like we have our sword of what? Of Melchamta Shel Torah, Esav also has his sword. V'achar V'chatichya, he was given the bracha. You shall live by your sword. V'zel Mipachad Balelos, Shem Shishim De'esav Kiyadua. That Esav causes such a pachad in the Laila of Galus, says the Medrash, that we long for the day where what? Where our 60 will defeat their 60. Where Torah will once again emerge as being the most powerful force in the world. Bigger than any army, bigger than any world power, Torah will always win in the end. And that's what Yeshua says without flinching. We're smarter than you. We know how to see things deeper than you. You only see 3 years of the gestation period of a snake. Because you only see success in a very simplistic way. We see success that comes from struggle. We see growth that comes from suffering. Amar HaKesar, last paragraph on the bottom of the page. Amar HaKesar, She'esav hu yoser chachamimenu. Esav, Adam, we're smarter. After all, think about Yaakov and Esav. Who was more clever? Who would have gotten into Harvard? Esav, ki tzayed bepiv. He knew how to talk the talk. Yaakov was a Pasha Yeshiva guy. He's an Ish Tam. Right? He's a simpleton. That's how Esav would translate it. Really, he's wholesome. He's shalem. He's much bigger and broader than anything Esav could imagine. Right? But Esav looks at him as a chump. He sits in his little tent all day. Right? He doesn't know how to conquer the world. Right? Esav says, I'm much more impactful in society than my brother Yaakov. I don't even know what he does all day in that tent. Ukahi she'ela she'shala hu melech le'sar tzva'o. Like we find a tradition that's brought in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, right? That there was a king who asked the head of his army, Alma, turn to the last page, Alma shematza b'divrei hayam kadmonim she'ein chachma k'chachmas Yisrael. He asked his general, why is it that everyone says Jews are the smartest? And the truth is, to this very day, everyone still says it. You Jews are so smart. Why are you so smart? How are you so successful? How'd you come to this country as poor as everyone else and somehow so many of you were able to get ahead and get an education and start professions and build businesses and make a lot of money? How did you do it? Why are Jews so smart? Apparently there's a tradition that a king once asked his general this question. It's a somewhat midrashic tradition. You see in footnote 445, of course, in the Medrash Talpios. Medrash Talpios is a very interesting collection of early sources. It's not a medrash, it's not a medrash like Medrash Rabbah or Medrash Tanhuma. Right? But it was written by Rav Eliyahu Cohen of Izmir, of Turkey. Izmir is in Turkey. A fascinating sefer. He collects all sorts of unusual, obscure Mari Makomos. So in there, he brings this conversation that some king asked his officer, his top general, why are Jews so smart? V'shalov haksiv v'yakov ishtam v'esav ksiv kanal ki tzayir b'piv. I would think the opposite. Esav is so worldly. Esav is such a smooth talker. Right? You would think the Hitler Yamach Shema, with all of his smooth talking, would be able to conquer the world. And you know what? He did a decent job for a while. He had tremendous power. He achieved much of what he set out to achieve, lo aleinu. Right? But it seems like those are the types of people that get ahead. Not some nice, you know, sweet edel yeshivish guy. Yaakov's an ish tam. He's a pashut yid. V'teretzlo. So he responded to him. Be careful when you're messing with the Jews. They might seem simple at times, but Yaakov is so much smarter than Esav. He outsmarts Esav in the end. Your brother came with trickery. Esav, your brother Yaakov outsmarted you. He took your brachos. As the Targum translates, Mirma, b'chokhmasa. With wisdom he came. Esav, you know, stomps his feet and says, oh, Yaakov, he deceived me again. When a person learns Torah, he gains cleverness. And of course, that cleverness has to be used in the right way. Not, God forbid, in the manipulative or deceptive way. But Rabbi Yeshua has no problem facing 60 very, very intelligent philosophers and say, I'm not scared of you 1 inch. because I believe that we have the ultimate source of wisdom. And if it looks like we're a nice, you know, sweet yeshiva guy who's a Ben Torah and can't compete in the real world, right, you got it all completely backwards. Zeu Shamru, last paragraph. Eish, fire. Echad mishishim be'hanim. Fire, as we know it, is 1/60th of Gehenna. Okay. Shei darga de Esav. This is the madrega of Esav. V'chein anachnu begalus, shenestal kemenu hanavua begalus. And the same thing is true about us in Galus. That what? That Esav, who's trying to burn us up, right, is only 1/60th of Gehenna. And we're also 1/60th of our former selves, because we don't have nevuah anymore. But what we do have is we have dreams. And a dream, a chalom, is echad mishishim b'nevuah, is 1/60th of a nevuah. And sleep, by the way, v'chein ha'sheina, shanu yesheinu b'galus, echad mishishim b'olam haba. When I go to sleep, I get a taste of death. And a taste of death means my neshama separates from my body. My neshama separates from my body means my neshama goes back to, or goes to, olam haba. Right? The Gemara says sheina is 1/60th of death. But the Gra takes it one step further. Sleep is 1/60th of what? Is 1/60th of Olam Haba. Kamo Shenemar, B'shuv Hashem es Shiva Sion. When all of this finally wraps up after 2,000 years of Galus, you know how we're going to feel? Hayinu Kecholmim. The whole thing was like one big, long, crazy dream. Kamo Sha'aru B'zar, Shakol Hein Shisin Dargin. That in all of these realms, it's always the number 60. Shisin Dargin Nevuah, Echeinu B'chulam. 1/60th of what? Of sleep. 1/60th. Of Nevuah, 1/60th of death, 1/60th, 1/60th, 1/60th. Why does Gemara always use 1/60th? Take a look at the last footnote, 457. He quotes from the Maharal and the Chidushi Agados. Chevra, what happens if a drop of milk falls into chicken soup? It's batal b'shishim. Right? Batal b'shishim means that what? That it's 60 portions of soup and one portion of milk. What is 1/60th? 1/60th, says the Maharal, and others explain it as well, 1/60th means not batal. Right? Batal bishish means 60 portions to 1 compared to 1. 1/60th means 59 to 1. In other words, not batal. So when we say that sleep is 1/60th of death, it means it's a real taste. It's not batal, it's something real, it's something substantial. When we say that a dream is 1/60th of a prophecy, we mean that it's something substantial. Says the Maharal in his Chedushei Agados, the Bava Metzia, quoted in the last two lines on the page, ki adavar shu nechshav chelek davar, that something which is a something, yomar shu echad mishishim, we say it's 1/60th, ki pachos mi chelek echad mishishim hu batal lagamri, because if it's more diluted than that, then it's a drop of milk, that's batal in a pot of chicken soup. But if it's 1/60, that means it's substantial. That means it's substantial. Okay? So the idea is that what? That we're going to, yes, it feels very real. It's substantial. It's real what we're going through now. It's real in terms of the pain of 2,000 years of Galus, but it's also real that the suffering moves us towards Gula. And eventually we're going to get to the other side. Hayinu kecholmim. We're going to realize this whole crazy dream was all part of a master plan. And our job is to not be, chas v'shalom, like the sages of Athens, who only have a very limited and linear understanding of what success is. It has to be money, it has to be power, it has to be good. And the Jewish people say, no, we have Torah, we have Torah, we have Torah. And because of that, we're going to have Gula. Right? Shkoyach for a beautiful Zman together.
Could it also be that Esav is 1/60th of who they think are the smart 60 guys?
Sure.
Do we ever do a piece on Mem Ches?
Maybe one day. Rami.